This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, Mr. Meany.
How's it, Sia? Leanne, hello, Damon.
How are you doing? George Meany.
Yeah, no, I'm doing fine, thank you.
We need to learn some more this morning. Let's find out what's happening in the world of motoring,
particularly
with the AutoCentral PowerPod. Let's get straight into it.
The Porsche stable is unveiling their first full electric Porsche, and it's called the Porsche Taycan.
Well, it's about time.
It's about bloody time. So, you know, this Porsche may be able to rival the likes of Tesla's Roadster. But who knows? I mean, the one good thing, or should I say the one benefit of Tesla, is that they've entered the market as a pure electric car player. And usually when a pure player enters the market, they gain momentum faster than the legacy brands. So So it remains to be seen, but the Taycan is positioned to take on Tesla's Roadster, and will be revealed in the next week or so, and will retail for about $90,000 US, which is what, about 1.5 million?
So is it more expensive than the Teslas?
It is around about a similar price to a Model S with Ludacris, which is the quick version, the four-wheel drive Tesla version. So it's around about a similar price to that. So I think they're trying to take on the sports segment as well as take on the Model S. And the Model S isn't a sports car, it's a sedan. But it's one of the quickest cars in the world. It rivals a lot of supercars. I mean, the Tesla with Ludacris, the Model S, does 0 to 100 in close to 3 seconds. Yeah. So it is an incredibly quick car, and let's see what this Porsche Taycan delivers. I love Porsche per se, but it's about time that that sports cars started coming in electric models. I think this is a good thing. Let's see when it gets to South Africa. Don't know the date for that yet, but it'll be unveiled in places like China and the big markets in the next week or so.
Okay.
Lovely, lovely piece of news. But something closer to home, all Toyota sold in South Africa from September 2019 will include in-car Wi-Fi.
Very good.
Wow. With a free 15 gigabytes of connectivity when you buy the car that you can top up. So, just don't text and drive.
Would you be able to have children after this?
What do you mean?
That's a good point.
With the radiation and microwaves, and what's the story on that?
I mean, you have Wi-Fi at home.
No, but this is in your car. It's like you feel like it's an enclosed attack.
Feels like a microwave.
I'm just thinking.
There's a lot written about EMS signals or EMS waves, electromagnetic signals inside enclosed spaces. And, they say if you've got Wi-Fi in your house, switch it off at night when you sleep.
Really?
Hmm. Because these things penetrate your body.
Oh, God. George, this isn't what
I need to know.
No, there
are some families that don't even allow it in their homes.
Yeah. But 5G is coming, and 5G is an even smaller wave, which travels shorter distances but is a lot more powerful. So who knows what the effect of 5G is going to have on our bodies.
There's so many other effects on our bodies. I'd take the risk for faster Wi-Fi.
I read a seriously doom and gloom article about 5G, and I thought to myself, oi. Okay, that's enough of that article.
There's a lot of doom and gloomers. Absolutely.
And I tossed it aside.
But nobody really knows what the real effects are of these EMS signals. They know that it's negative, but to what degree? There's some positive, some negative. And then we are heading for Child Passenger Safety Week for the third year in a row. So Child Passenger Safety Week starts on the 9th of September and runs through to the 16th of September, and it's a worldwide safety week. Mm-hmm. So, I still constantly see drivers in cars with their kids running around the back seat. I think it's ludicrous.
Let's be honest here. I grew up in the 80s when I would sit in the middle of the back seat with one hand on mom's shoulder, one hand on dad's. And if we slammed on brakes, I'd hit my face on the gear knob. And it was like, oopsie daisy.
I remember when I was a toddler, and I don't know if everybody else is like this, but I only remember bad incidents and really good incidents. So really bad ones, really good ones. The stuff in the middle, I don't, you know, you start to forget as you get older. And I remember a car accident we had. My dad and my mom were in the front seat, and my dad crossed the main road, and another car skipped the stop street.
Oh goodness!
And hit us on the front right hand side. And the image I remember, and not in your situation, I was sitting in the back, in the middle. My sister was next to me. I was the oldest, so I got dibs on the middle. And all I remember was my parents' arms flying backwards during the accident to try and shield us from flying all over the car.
Yeah.
And fortunately, there were no serious injuries. But
it didn't make us wear our seatbelts again.
It didn't make us wear our seatbelts. But, you know, since then, law has progressed. And in South Africa, I think a few people know that under the age of 3, there is a law that says that children under the age of 3 have to be securely strapped into a car seat.
Yes. And then there are rules regarding that particular car seat, which way it faces.
Exactly.
Is it on the front seat or the back seat?
Yes.
Airbags, etc.
Exactly. So you know, 93% of motorists, taxi services, bus services flaunt this law. Believe it or not, 93% of people don't adhere to this law.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have I spotted you where a car in front of me and you see the little toddler standing up on one of the seats? It's
scary. I want to get out the window and say, listen here, do you know what you're doing?
I actually do that. I was cycling and I told, and they looked at me like I was mad.
You know, everyone just never seems to care much up until it happens to you.
To them, yes.
So you think it's not a big deal. It is whatever it is. Oh, the child is crying. Let's just amuse him or her somehow. So let her be and let her dance around or play around the backseat. Up until something bad happens, then they regret the whole entire decision.
You know, lean out the window and tell the person they're crazy. And, you know, I don't think they'll do anything except get road rage, to be honest. I'm not a road rage advocate. I don't get road rage. Do you get road rage?
Yeah, badly.
Badly.
Yeah. Yes. I haven't had an incident in a while, but when I do, it's big.
There's a couple of people who get road rage. Do you get road rage, Damon?
No, I can't.
You can't?
Because it's a person like my size, if I get out my car, somebody will shoot me dead.
Out of fear?
Yeah, they'll shoot me.
I'm sure. See, it doesn't even like driving, so I'm not going to even ask
you. Yeah, no. And I always try to be like Deepak Chopra.
I find a smile and a wave. It actually calms me.
Yes.
I smile and I wave.
I absolutely let people go. I'm like, whatever. You know what? My blood pressure is still the same. Yours is screwed.
See, I do that for like a few months and then it just builds up.
So it explodes.
I say, well done for getting to the red traffic light before me. Wow.
You're 30 seconds ahead.
And then my daughter said, Daddy, who are you talking to?
So here's a couple of safety tips for would-be people who want to actually protect their kids in their cars. Always use a car seat, even on short trips. It doesn't matter. Just because you're going out to the shop doesn't mean you mustn't put your child in the car seat. Avoid secondhand car seats. I think this is quite a big one. You don't know what that car seat has been through. Mm. You don't know whether it can withstand an accident or not. Use the correct size car seat. A lot of people, they buy a car seat for their baby and then the child outgrows the car seat. Install the car seat correctly. I mean, I've got a little one. And I chose to rather spend a little bit more and get an ISOFIX, which is then fixed to the actual car instead of just using the seatbelts. But seatbelts still work. So strap your flipping kids into the car, please.
But you have to be really clever to install those seats.
Only the first time. I mean, I took about 30 minutes to figure this thing out, and now it was all right.
I get the person from the shop to install it for me, and I give him a 20 rand tip. I just don't have a choice.
Well, you just saved yourself about half an hour.
So.
And then I heard you all talking about the xenophobic attacks in the last week, which is horrific. But
which is the safest car to be in?
No, which is the safest dealership to be at? Because during the last week, a couple of dealerships were actually burnt to the ground.
Wow!
And in particular, two car dealerships in Carl and Jewel Street were among those damaged, where over 50 cars were burnt to nothing.
And am I right in saying that they would probably explode if they had petrol in them?
Yeah, so I suppose if the petrol caught a light and the fuel tank ruptured and caused pressure, then it would explode, yes.
But the one dealership said they weren't insured.
Yes.
Oh my lord.
Yes. Their lives are finished. Their lives are finished.
Sure. I mean, you can imagine having 30, 40 cars at 200, 300,000 rand a car.
Oh, and you've got insurance. No.
Aina.
It's absolutely horrific. So, you know, it's sad. But, you know, Nigeria has come out saying they want to protect their citizens from the South African xenophobic attacks. But then you fast forward and you go to Zimbabwe and the Zimbabweans are attacking South African shop owners. Mm. In Zimbabwe.
So it's like a genuine tit for tat.
So now, is this becoming a tit for tat? Because Nigeria president has now spoken to Cyril Ramaphosa saying, we have to protect the Nigerians in South Africa. Now, I agree with him, but what is the mechanism to do that?
Yeah. Like,
is it Zimbabwe?
Personal bodyguards?
You know, how far does this go? And how do we solve it?
Mm.
How do we solve it? Terrible. Don't want to end on that note, but that's all I got.
This is CliffCentral.com.